Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Harshman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Breeding applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aspromonte for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Delaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Temple moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Aspromonte moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Fisher moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Mike Delahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Delahaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Haas misplays the ball. That's an error on De La Haas. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-0 in the game. Harshman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Harshman covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandoz hits a fly ball into right field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. De La Haz bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshman bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dick Stigman now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk bunts towards the mound. Stigman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hansen moves to third. Boyd moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-3 in the game. Keogh strikes out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Delaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. Jim Gentile pinch hits for West Stock. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Tito Francona. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Mike Delahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Delahaz hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 4 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.